Hello, everyone out there. This is Mike Lindell of MyPillow, and I would love for you all getting involved to support Brandon Stations and his network. If you use the promo code WVW, you can save up to 66% off all my products at MyPillow.com, and half the proceeds are going to go to support his great network. Thank you.
Faith, spiritual value. Moral issues, government, economy, education, work, responsibility. What we think about these depends on our worldview. Now, VCY America presents Worldview Weekend Radio with Brannon House.
All right, welcome. Glad you are with us. And we're live today, best of yesterday, but we're live today, November 12th. 2021, about 1:01 Central Time. We're going to have Dr. Andy Woods on here in a minute. Get a Middle East prophecy update, Dr. Andy Woods. Let me just tell you, we had a great four one-hour town hall meetings yesterday with the four retired FBI agents. Miss Melissa made an amazing meal. She brought out the fine china and the sterling silver and made a beautiful table and fed these guys. One of them brought their spouse. Had some other people come over, and she had a huge buffet that she put out. She's a fabulous cook. Of course, if you go to the website House, H-O-W-S-E, House to House, so H-O-W-S-E-T-O-H-O-U-S-E, so House to House, the first house is the spelling of my last name, H-O-W-S-E-T-O-H-O-U-S-E.com, you can watch a bunch of her home mech shows, I guess, home decor, cooking, and you'll get a feel for her style and flair in class, and she's good at it and loves it, and I love having her do that. In fact, these guys, these four FBI agents and some other guests kept saying, nobody does this. Yesterday they kept thanking her and myself over and over. And I mentioned that because it just shows how rare it is that people have folks into their house, you know, bring out the nice silverware and the nice dishes and have a huge spread like that, you know, with 15 people in the house. And they just loved it. And they sat around after dinner telling stories. I got them all to open up and tell some of their biggest FBI stories, their biggest FBI cases, from Unabomber to the USS Cole bombing to Archer Midland Daniels case, which I guess they made a movie about. I mean, just incredible guys. So the 4 hours went amazing yesterday. We had a very enthusiastic audience, so you'll see that. I'm going to start post-editing on the first one as soon as I get off the air today, and I will be releasing that first one-hour town hall meeting. I guess I could release the first one tonight live on the air, but let's see. I got to see what else is going on in the news. But if not tonight, Monday night. But powerful. There will be clips in the 4 hours that will go viral, including Terry Turchi sitting to my left saying, this guy's the former assistant deputy director of the counterterrorism division of the FBI. And by the way, they told me and on camera, it was an historic event, as I said it was going to be. They agreed. No one has interviewed four FBI agents on camera warning about the Marxist takeover of the Justice Department and FBI. No one has done that. It is indeed a historic event, and these guys are brave and bold to come forward. And Terry Turchi said, sitting to my left, America is no longer a nation operating under the rule of law. America is no longer a nation operating under the rule of law. It is lawless. It is might makes right. One of the other gentlemen, Brian, he got a little emotional three or four times. He worked for the FBI for so many years. All four of these guys did, pouring their life into it. One of them was personally hired by Herbert Hoover and poured their life into it. And one of them, Brian, got a little emotional three or four times because he just can't believe. He said that. He says it's heartbreaking to watch what they've done to this agency that we gave our life to. And it's wrong. And he really went after them for using a SWAT team to raid Roger Stone's house. He said, I was on the SWAT team for the FBI at one time. We would have never done that. We would have said, they would have said, the Justice Department, the attorneys, the district attorneys, federal attorneys would have said to his attorney, show up at the courthouse or wherever this time, turn yourself in, be booked, arraigned, and, you know, bail out or whatever. We would not have raided the home of a nonviolent white-collar crime guy. And, of course, he was accused of white-collar crime, and it ended up being completely exonerated by the Justice Department, who dropped on a Friday night that I think it was election night, that he did nothing wrong. They could find nothing wrong. But, see, that shows you the corruption of what we're talking about. Lawlessness. It's going to be several clips in there to blow your mind. Before we go to Dr. Andy Woods, funny story, at this theater we rented, we like to take good care of our host, and I think Andy Woods can testify to that. And so my wife brought over, or I brought over, a coffee pot. I brought over our coffee pot and put it backstage with some Worldview Weekend mugs, and we had some bottled water back there and some snacks. And about after each hour TV taping, we would have about a 15-minute break. We even ordered in some pizza for them. And, of course, we later took them to dinner. So these guys ate really well the 2 days they were here. But I bring this coffee pot, and I asked my wife, would she come back there and help me make coffee? Because some of the guys were like, yeah, I could use a cup of coffee. And so we're at this theater, okay, and off to the if you're looking at the stage, to the right of the stage, behind the curtain back there, where we were, was a shop. And they had all kinds of, you know, routers and saws and all the different, you know, machines that you would use to make props. You know, saws and routers, as I said, and all this stuff. And so it was a woodworking shop for building sets. And they do a lot of musicals and plays in this theater. And I was in a hurry, and I was not paying attention. I said, Reagan, grab a table. Let's slide over here next to this outlet, and let's plug in this coffee pot, and we'll have Melissa make some coffee. So we slide it over there, and I plug it in. I'm not paying attention. I just plug it in anywhere. And my wife comes in and puts the scoop of coffee in, three or four scoops, however she does it, how much water, measures it out, turns it on, and this thing starts humming like it's about to take off. And the coffee starts running through it, and it made a half a pot of coffee in under 2 minutes. And I'm like, wow, that coffee pot, is that a new coffee pot? That is like a souped-up coffee pot. And all of a sudden it starts making this noise and popping and carrying on like it's about to take off. And someone looked and said, hey, wait a minute. That sign right there says that's a 220. It's not, that coffee pot can't fly on a 220. You better unplug that thing before it blows up. So sure enough, I fried the coffee pot. But I'll tell you something. It was like Tool Time Taylor, the tool man. This coffee pot needs a little more And so I plug it into a 220. And man alive, we had a half a pot of coffee in 90 seconds. I ain't kidding you. And I looked it up online. When you do that, you quadruple. A couple articles said you will quadruple the power, but then you will blow it out. And don't do this, and don't try this, unless you're outside and have an fire extinguisher also. So I guess we got away pretty conveniently. But I thought, man alive, that coffee pot, that someone souped that coffee pot up. They're getting a half a pot of coffee in 90 seconds. It was getting quadruple the power, and That's what happens when you plug a coffee pot into 220. So needless to say, my wife had to run and get a new coffee pot. So the crazy things that happen sometimes, but everybody was getting a charge out of it. Sure enough, the next TV show starts up. Cecil on the far end had to tell everybody how a house just plugged a coffee pot into 220. So anyway, we had a great time. All right, joining me now, wait a minute, before I go to Dr. Andy Woods, I want to play for you a clip. This is very disturbing. Very disturbing. Australians beg the world for help. This is an official SOS. All right. I want you to watch this. Those of you that are on television can watch by TV. Otherwise, audio. Now there is music behind it. This is not my music, but it's pretty good music for a documentary type event. But listen for radio. Watch and listen for TV. This is very serious, and I hate to tell you, I believe this is coming to America. My sister-in-law just called me and said, do you know a cardiologist? She actually texted me during the Life Town Hall meeting and said, do you know a cardiologist? I texted back and said, yeah, I know a cardiologist. I know one of the leading cardiologists in the world. And turns out a family member is being forced to have – proof of the shot by December 8th or will lose their job. And with this person's medical history, they're looking for someone that can say, look, this family member cannot take the shot. So I'm going to help that family member with this cardiologist to see what we can do as far as a letter, because they are rejecting outright any religious exemption letters. But this individual, this family member, is going to lose their job by December 8th if they don't get the shot. We also heard the other day, we played the audio on television, one of the White House spokespersons said that the COVID passports to be able to fly is on the table. What I'm telling you is, and by the way, we have already been labeled here in America. Biden said that if you question the election, you're involved in subversion. Remember that? It's been several months, but he said it. We have it on video. So they're going to accuse us for questioning the election. That's subversion. So they're setting the narrative. We are potentially domestic terrorists. We're extremists. You see the narrative being laid down about people that are constitutionalists, Christians, conservatives, Judeo-Christian worldview, propaganda, hate speech, all of it, right? Well, in Australia, they are arresting people. There's video of it and there's audio of it. They're arresting people for incitement. I told my wife today, I said, do you realize that what we do every day, if I did this in Australia, I would already be arrested for, quote, incitement, end quote. Incitement? What is happening in Australia could very easily come to America. I also learned today that the current head of the world and founder of the World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab, started a school in, I think, 1993, started putting young people through his school after a very rigorous screening process. And some of these young leaders back in the early 90s who started going through the school just happen now to turn out to be world leaders. Angela Merkel. Macron. France. Bill Gates. Other leaders. They just happen to turn out to be major leaders in major companies and countries. They went through the rigorous process and the training through Klaus Schwab's World Economic Forum starting in the early 90s. The Great Reset. And as I've been doing the series on Sunday night, we'll continue this Sunday night. The Great Collapse is necessary for the Great Reset. They're collapsing everything. What's happening in Australia, if this doesn't stop, it will happen here. But Australia is the kind of place you used to think of going to have freedom. Wide open country, the backwoods. You know, you would not think about what we're about to watch a few years ago ever occurring in some nation like Australia. Well, this Australian lady has made a video begging the world for help. This is our official SOS message for radio, listen, for TV, watch and listen.
Let me paint you a picture. Australia, once known as one of the safest and freest countries in the world. A land of spirit and ceremony.
All right, I'm going to hold it right there. I wasn't watching the clock. So I'll hold it right there, come back, pick it up, and then we'll go to Dr. Andy Woods with our Middle East prophecy update. And frankly, I think all of this fits in very well to have on Dr. and Pastor, attorney, Dr. Andy Woods. It's Worldview Radio, our website, worldviewradio.com. Many, many, many clips of my TV show, which is 2 hours each night, are at wvwtv.com. If you're relying just on radio for what I'm talking about, you're missing about 75% a day. But you can gladly catch it at WVW, as in Worldview Weekend, wvwtv.com. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Brandon House. Recently, I had Melissa Tate in my studio audience. Melissa was raised in Zimbabwe, and she told me a very interesting story while at the news desk. She spoke about the hyperinflation of Zimbabwe. In fact, she referenced her mother, and she said that her mother had, and she gave the number of somewhere, say, around $200,000 in her savings. But under hyperinflation, she said that $200,000 that would have bought a very nice house in Zimbabwe prior to the massive inflation, ended up buying just a bag of groceries. Let me say that again. We have on video someone by the name of Melissa Tate that has seen the ravages of Marxism and socialism and hyperinflation. And she said $200,000 savings account of her mother was relocated to having the purchasing power of buying a bag of groceries. I asked her, who survived that economically? She said those that were invested in hard assets, tangible, real assets. You know what's real money, real assets, real wealth? I'll tell you. Gold, silver, houses, and land. Gold, silver, houses, and land. That's real assets. Gold and silver is a real money. It's a real storing of wealth. And my friends, if you are interested in finding out more about how you can be diversified to protect yourself against the rising inflation in America, and you all know there's rising inflation. The question is, will it turn into hyperinflation? But how about confiscation of your wealth, your hard-earned life savings? We know that there is a war being declared on Christians, conservatives, and constitutionalists. Do you want to legally put some of your assets in a way that allows you to have privacy? Well, you can check into numismatic coins. Numismatic coins, those 1933 and older coins, that gives you privacy. Whether you're talking bullion or older coins, if you want to get educated on precious metals, I urge you to call Swiss America. They have been sponsors of ours for many years. In fact, I'm going to give you the cell phone number of Wes Peters. Wes has become a friend of mine for the last several years, and many of you have met him as he has exhibited at many of our Worldview Weekend conferences. If you would like to get a no-obligation free packet of information, no-obligation free packet of information, you can call or text Wes on his cell phone number at 602-558-8585. That's 602-558-8585. You can text him your name, number, and mailing address, and just simply say, hey, I heard about the free packet of information. Here's my information. Send it to me. Or you can call him. Text or call 602-558-8585. 602-558-8585. Now, after you get the packet of information, go through it, write down all your questions, and then call him and follow up. Wes is about education. He wants folks to be educated. He believes after they do their own due diligence, have their questions answered, and obtain the education they need, they can make a decision that is best for them. There is no cookie cutter, folks. We don't give financial advice. We give financial education and opinion. You need to do your homework and decide what is best for you. I believe that begins by getting this free packet of information by texting Wes Peters or calling him at 602-558-8585. That's 602-558-8585. Don't wait until your life savings buys the equivalent of a bag of groceries, as happened in Zimbabwe. All right, welcome back. Glad you're with us, Worldview Radio, our website, worldviewradio.com. All right, let's go back to this video that just started because I wasn't watching the clock. This, again, is 4 minutes and 7 seconds. An Australian lady is begging the world for help, sends out this official Save Our Ship, or SOS. In this case, it would be to save their country. But she sends out this official SOS message to the world. Watch this.
A land of opportunity where the hopeful came for a new start so their children could be free and prosperous. Where the battler had a chance and poor men made good. A land where you were free to explore your surroundings. A land with room to spread one's wings. A land of brotherhood, celebration, and connection. A land where you came to visit and didn't want to leave. A land of privacy rights, medical rights, freedom of speech, freedom of movement, freedom to protest, freedom to worship, thanks to their sacrifice. But something happened.
Today is the first full day of the New World Order.
We've got to accept that this is the New World Order.
The New World Order?
And the Australia we once knew is no more.
Lockdown 6 was announced on August 5.
It is no longer the land of the young and free. It is now a land of division, blackmail, coercion, discrimination, and medical apartheid.
Get away from me!
A land where movement, speech, religion, and opinion are no longer free. Yeah! Protesting is illegal. Police must enforce corrupt policies to keep their jobs.
As I won't be a police officer after the end of this interview.
Police shoot protesters in the back while they are running away. Doctors and nurses cannot speak. They will lose their license.
I can't really talk about that.
People have lost their jobs because they don't want the injection. Children are missing school and attempting suicide at a high rate. We need to show our papers to go shopping.
If you want freedom, get the jab.
We can't travel across state borders unless we apply for permission to. Members of Parliament are censored and defamed.
100% of those studies, it's a conspiracy theory.
Pregnant women are arrested for a social media post.
Search warrant.
Search warrant for what?
Activists who fight for democracy are imprisoned.
The moment you're under arrest for incitement.
Our human rights are gone. Our human rights are gone.
It's time that we take off the COVID blinkers and look at what's happened to our once great and free country.
Australia can no longer fight for itself. We have been silenced, assaulted, blackmailed and psychologically damaged. We tried to fight this battle alone. The government has instilled so much fear that we have lost our vigour to fight. We are a broken nation, and although we will never give up, we need your help to continue our fight. We need help from our international friends. We are seeking your support to apply political and economic pressure on our leaders to change the destructive path that we are on. That is why we are organising a worldwide protest, with Australia excluded, in support of our plight for freedom. This is an official SOS from my beautiful country. We plead with you to hear our cries for help.
Worldwide protest excluding, notice, did you notice she said excluding Australia? Because they can't. And if you were at the 4 one-hour tapings of the town hall meeting with the four retired FBI agents yesterday, you would see that we're headed this same direction, which is obvious by watching the news and keeping track of what's going on, but it's worse than you know, because the institutions and the agencies that once would have stopped this have been completely taken over. And you cannot believe how surreal it is to sit next to, on the stage, the former assistant deputy director of the counterterrorism division of the FBI, and hear him say repeatedly, America is now a nation that no longer is based on the rule of law. One FBI agent said, choking back tears, as a former SWAT member of the FBI as well, on their SWAT team, cannot even find the words to express his disgust at watching the police state tactics of the FBI on nonviolent people. It's going to be surreal. People that were there from 1 to 6 yesterday could not believe how fast the time went. That was a common theme. That was a common thing. People said, wow, that really went fast. And we held them to the end. That's a long time to sit and have just a couple minutes in between tapings. People, someone emailed today and said to my wife, and she read it, it was one of the most riveting events they had ever attended. People drove hours. We had probably, I would say easily, more people from out of state and out of town than from in town. People that flew from New York, Florida, people that came from Texas, drove several hours from East Tennessee, from deep in Arkansas, from down in Mississippi. One lady flew in yesterday morning. Her name was Sunny, or is Sunny. She flew in yesterday morning from Washington, D.C., and flew back out last night. Flew in and flew out on the same day from Washington, D.C. And as we talked, I realized I had definitely knew who she was. And as these folks would talk to me, I was able to figure out who many of them are just from dealing with them. Tony, she has emailed with us for years. She was there. Got the chance to meet her in person. But I would say the bulk of the people were not even from this area. So people made great sacrifice. And that's one of the things the retired agents kept saying. And they thanked the audience and said, we're stunned as we visit with you guys how far so many of you have come to hear us speak. And they took great encouragement that Americans wanted to hear them. And they're shocked that Americans wanted to hear them. But once you hear the information that they present in these 4 one-hour town hall meetings, you'll get it. What's happening in Australia, it's already the foundations being laid here. That just happens to be the test. What's happening there is already unfolding here. And what we're reading about and watching in Australia, I believe, will happen here unless something happens. Joining me now is Dr. Andy Woods. He's a pastor, a trained theologian. He has his PhD. He's an attorney. Dr. Woods, welcome to the broadcast. Thank you for joining us.
Brandon, it's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Any thoughts on what you just heard?
Yes, I've got a lot of thoughts on it. I want to just say something concerning Australia. And the reason I'm bringing this up is I'm involved, as you know, Brandon, in theological education. And so I'm typically on Zoom conferences with some of our students from all over the world. And I was on one recently, this was within the last week, with some of our students in Canada and a particular pastor in Australia. I won't give you the church or anything because I don't want to, you know, reveal, you know, too much information on him. But we got on the Zoom call, and those in Canada and Australia, you know, were saying things like, you know, kind of chiming in today from the communist country of Australia. And of course, you know, when we hear that kind of stuff as Americans, we just kind of laugh. You know, people identify themselves, you know, from the People's Republic of California, and we kind of laugh that off. And as the rest of us were kind of giggling and laughing, the guy said, no, I'm dead serious. What is happening in Australia, if I had the time to explain it, you wouldn't believe it. And he specifically mentioned the Dominion machines that have all been put into place there so the people can't change the course of the politics there even if they wanted to. And he specifically said that what they're doing in Australia, they're beta testing for you people in the United States of America.
Absolutely.
And so we sobered up real fast on that Zoom call. And if that wasn't bad enough, then some of our students and Christian workers in Canada started to recount the exact same thing. And you know the story of Arthur Pawlowski, if I'm pronouncing that right.
Yeah, interviewed him several times. Yep.
Yeah, where the government of Canada is now forcing him, anytime he mentions the vax or the masks, they're forcing him to give a disclaimer. You know, which basically they're forcing him to lie. So, you know, what you said earlier about what's happening, I mean, and these are not Muslim countries we're talking about. We're talking about countries that are considered to be free and democratic, and this is the reality in Australia. This is the reality in Canada. And on this Zoom call, these students and pastors in those locations were very clear, coming to a neighborhood near you very quickly. And so we need to wake up real fast and pay attention to this cancerous growth called the New World Order.
Dr. Woods, as you know, and probably maybe almost to the point of exhaustion by the audience, but for decades I have been warning about inflation, 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 and explaining that this is how you steal the majority of the people's wealth, as John Maynard Keynes said, and not one man in a million will know what we're doing. And I just did a show the other day, 2 weeks ago, on the real rate of inflation being 11%, not 4.5. And wouldn't you know, the big news yesterday as I was off the air was 30-year high in inflation. And about 2 weeks ago, I said, I'm going to stop using the inflation word, the I word. I'm going to start using the H word, hyperinflation. And I said that about 2 weeks ago because that's where we're headed. Well, today, here we have the article, an article from Israeli 365, why hyperinflation hitting the U.S. prepares or is presage the Messiah. You want to talk about that?
Yeah, I mean, obviously in a prophecy update, Middle East update, the first thing we look at is Israel, and which is the centerpiece of prophetic activity in the end times. And this article really grabbed my attention because here are rabbis quoting from the Talmud, and it gives you the section of the Talmud to look at if people are interested. The section they quote from says, quote, the vine will produce its fruit, and nevertheless the vine will be costly. And then it goes on and it says the Messiah will not come until the smallest denomination of money in the purse ceases to exist, close quote. So here are Jewish authorities saying, you know that the Messiah is near, when hyperinflation, which we economically can identify as too much money, you know, chasing too few goods, which, you know, is going to start happening more and more in the United States with this big spending boondoggle that they're now on the precipice of cramming through. But as this hyperinflation takes root, it's actually a sign in the mind of the Jewish people that their Messiah is coming, is right around the corner. And we know from Bible prophecy that the Messiah that they're looking for in their state of unbelief is the Antichrist. And so there it is. They believe that inflation will precede the coming of the Antichrist. I hear the music, so we can talk more about it on the other side.
And indeed, of course, gold today is headed toward $1,900 an ounce, and silver has popped up over $26 an ounce. Again, it's not that gold is rising and silver's rising. In reality, it's the sinking of the U.S. dollar. Some of it is, of course, does have to do with supply and demand and other factors. But if they would quit buying it on paper and dumping it with naked shorts, it'd be higher than it is now. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Brandon House with a freeze-dried food update. In 2020, there was some of the highest demand for freeze-dried food this nation has ever seen. And as a distributor for Mountain House Foods that we use to provide a service to you with, as well as use to help fund our broadcast network, I can tell you in 2020, we tried for months and months to catch up on our back orders. There was such a huge demand. In fact, I'm told that Mountain House went through about 6 months' supply of food in a matter of days. So they were running 24/7 just to try to get caught up. Well, we were doing the same, and it took many, many, many pallet loads coming in to finally get caught up. Well, here we are now, 2021. Many people are going back to life as normal, so they think. But do you really think life is going to go back to normal? The odds are overwhelming that this crisis that they created, this crisis that they manufactured, has worked so well to accomplish their goals, of which are many, including the destruction of the free market system. My friends, the fall and winter of 2021 and into 2022 could be quite staggering for this nation. There are many threats coming against our nation. We have seen the hacking of the Colonial Gas Pipeline. We have seen the first or second largest distributor of frozen food having their computers hacked into. We have seen many things that cause us to know that there is reason to be concerned about the disruption of the just-in-time inventory that includes the food that shows up at your grocery store. We also know China is buying up land in huge quantities here in America, along with Mr. Bill Gates and others. We know that China owns many of our meatpacking plants. So I'm urging you right now, if you want to obtain emergency food, and I believe Mountain House is the best. I've ordered it for my family for many years. I've eaten it since high school. It's the choice of many in the Navy SEALs. If you'd like to order Mountain House food from us, freeze-dried food, it has a 25-year shelf life. I would urge you to do it now while we have the inventory. Not only will you have an issue with inventory, we have inflation, so prices could go up. So I would urge you to order now as we look to what's coming this fall and winter, because I don't think they're going to let this go. I think we're going to go into another period of time that could be very troubling for our grocery stores and just-in-time inventory. To place your freeze-dried food order, please go to wvwtv.com/store. That's WV as in Worldview Weekend, WVW wvwtv.com/store. wvwtv.com/store. If you prefer to order over the phone, you can call during normal business hours, 901-825-0652. That's 901-825-0652. 901-825-0652. Welcome back. Glad you're with us. Our guest is Dr. Andy Woods. Dr. Andy Woods of AndyWoodsMinistries.org. Dr. Woods' website again, AndyWoodsMinistries.org. So let's go to, we're going to jump around. He has a PowerPoint presentation, but we're going to jump around. Let's go to this next one. Now, this one in your series, Prophecy Update, we're going to skip from number one all the way down to number eight, re-education camps. Now, again, this seems like extreme talk, and a few years ago, many people would have declared it extreme talk, but this is sadly becoming a reality, and we have seen the federal legislation and the emergency legislation that allows them to set up what you could call COVID containment camps, COVID, you know, centers, emergency centers, call them what you want, re-education camps, places to put people that won't comply, but this is getting real. Do you want to walk us through this part of your PowerPoint presentation?
Well, you know, regarding re-education camps and FEMA camps, I mean, I'll have to be honest with you. All of that used to be the talk of conspiracy crackpots maybe, I don't know, 5 to 10 years ago. But as of late, I'm sitting up and paying attention because there's a section of the population, the unvaxxed, in the United States that need to be re-educated. Mm-hmm. And this comes from CDC Director Rochelle Walensky appearing with Chris Wallace on Fox News Sunday. And here's the direct quote. People that haven't been vaxxed or are vaccine hesitant need, quote, education and counseling, close quote.
I think we might have a clip. Let's see if this is it. Let's see if this is a clip. Hang on. Here we go.
Okay.
No, it's like 13 minutes. I played it on the air the other day. I wish they would, when they embed these clips, I wish they would embed just that clip. I don't want to go through the 13 minutes. But I played that for our audience a week or so ago where they actually heard her say what you just said. Give the quote again, please.
Yeah. Here's the complete quote. Quote, there is a plan should these people, I guess that's us, not want to be vaccinated towards education and counseling to get people the information they need so that they are feeling comfortable in getting vaccinated, close quote. So in other words, the section of the population that's vaccine hesitant, they need their value system shifted. And you were mentioning earlier Klaus Schwab's school.
Yeah.
You know what that reminds me of?
What's
something
that
you reported on a long time ago. Remember Bill Clinton's governor's school?
Yeah, absolutely.
And the best and the brightest were taken there for their values to change so they could be used in high levels down the road. I mean, that's what Klaus Schwab is doing with this governor's school. And apparently they want to put all of us in a school because we don't think the right way about the vax. And so this is not coming from a kooky website. This is the CDC director, you know, of the entire country, you know, on national television saying education and counseling are necessary to shift the value system of the unvaxxed.
Yep.
Now, how can they do that without, you know, education camps?
Well, look at this. We'll go to the screenshot right here. There we go. Klaus Schwab. Okay, this is an article over at Rare Foundation. In 1992, Schwab established a parallel institution, the Global Leaders for Tomorrow's School, which was reestablished as Young Global Leaders in 2004. But notice he started it in 92. Attendees at the school must apply for admission and are then subjected to a rigorous selection process. Members of the school's very first class in 1992 already included many who went on to become important liberal political figures, such as Angela Merkel, Nicolas Sarkozy, and Tony Blair. There are currently about 1,300 graduates of this school, and the list of alumni includes several names of those who went on to become leaders of the health institutions of their respective nations. Four of them are former and current health ministers for Germany, including Jens Spahn, who has been federal minister of health since 2018,
Philip Rosler, who was Minister of Health from 2009 to 2011, was appointed the WEF's World Economic Forum's Managing Director for by Schwab in 2014. Other notable names on the school's roster include the Prime Minister of New Zealand, whose stringent lockdown measures have been praised by global health authorities, Emmanuel Macron, the President of France, Sebastian Kurz, who was until recently the Chancellor of Austria, Viktor Orban, Prime Minister of Hungary, Jean-Claude Juncker, former Prime Minister of Luxembourg, and the President of the European Commission, and Annalena Baerbock, I'm sure I'm slaughtering some of these names, the leader of the German Greens, who was the party's first candidate for chancellor in this year's federal election, and who is still in the running to be Merkel's successor. We also find California Governor Gavin Newsom on the list. Gavin Newsom on the list, who was selected for the class of 2005, as well as former presidential candidate and current U.S. Secretary of Transportation, Peter Buttigieg, who is a very recent alumnus, having been selected for the class of 2019. All these politicians who were in office during the past 2 years have favored harsh responses to the COVID-19 pandemic, and which also happened to considerably increase their respective governments' power. And there are the pictures of these people. But the school's list of alumni is not limited to political leaders. We also find many of the captains of private industry there, including Microsoft's Bill Gates, Amazon's Jeff Bezos, Virgin's Richard Branson, and the Clinton Foundation's Chelsea Clinton. Again, all of them expressed support for the global response to the pandemic, and many reaped considerable profits as a result of the measures. Wolf believes that the people behind the World Economic Forum Global Leader School are the ones who really determine who will become political leaders, although he stresses that he doesn't believe that Schwab himself is the one making these decisions, but is merely a facilitator. He further points out that the school's alumni include not only Americans and Europeans, but also people from Asia, Africa, and South America, indicating that its reach is truly worldwide. In 2012, Schwab and the World Economic Forum founded yet another institution, the Global Shapers Community. That's what they call it, the Global Shapers Community, which brings together those identified by them as having leadership potential from around the world to world who are under 30. Approximately 10,000 participants have passed through this program to date, and they regularly hold meetings in 400 cities. Wolf believes that this is yet another proving ground where future political leaders are being selected, vetted, and groomed before being positioned in the world's political apparatus. Dr. Woods, would you like to comment?
Well, boy, things start to sure make sense when you hear that, why political leaders act the way that they do. As you're mentioning all these modern names, right down to Juncker and Newsom. But one other quick thing to mention here is this is an ancient strategy. People will find this in Daniel chapter 1, and it deals with the 70-year captivity and how when Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon came to take the Judah into the 70-year captivity, he didn't come all at once. He came in waves. The first wave was 605 BC, and that's where Daniel and his three friends were taken into captivity. The second wave was in 597. That's when Ezekiel was taken into the captivity. And the third wave was in 586, you know, when the city of Jerusalem was destroyed and the temple was destroyed. So why did Nebuchadnezzar do it in three waves? Why didn't he do it all at once? Well, in wave number one, 605 BC, he took Daniel and his friends as teenagers. In other words, he took the best and the brightest, and he sought to brainwash them in the ways of the Chaldeans. And I'm not making this up. You can read all about it in Daniel 1. And the strategy was if he could talk the best and the brightest into being on his side, then they in turn could talk the rest of the nation of Israel into peaceably submitting. So this strategy of brainwashing, it's right out of your Bible. And Klaus Schwab, you know, has just capitalized on it, but it's an ancient strategy.
Look at this screenshot, if we could, in there, Reagan. I think we just shifted from television production by Logan to Reagan. One World Religion headquarters is set to open next year. This is, again, a brand-new article. Or actually, it's from 2 months ago. A One World Religion headquarters is set to open in 2022. The headquarters will be called the Abrahamic Family House and is built on an island in the Middle Eastern city of Abu Dhabi. The headquarters is being done in collaboration with Pope Francis and Sunni Muslim leader Sheikh Amin al-Tayyib after they both signed a global peace covenant called the Document of Human Fraternity of World Peace. The stated purpose of the Abrahamic Family House is to bring understanding and tolerance among the faiths, but there are a couple of notable challenges. First, Abu Dhabi is part of the United Arab Emirates, where it is illegal for Christians to proselytize, and conversion from Islam is prohibited. The Pope represents Roman Catholicism. Let me just stop there. No, he really doesn't. That's why a lot of the traditional Catholics are having a fit. But let's have you comment on this, Dr. Woods.
Well, Brandon, it's something you and I have been talking about for a long time, a headquarters for the New World Order, not in Rome, you know, but in the Middle East. And, you know, we have the Abraham Accords now, and now we have the Abrahamic Family House. The name Abraham, of course, is intentionally selected because that's the tie that binds the three great faiths of the world, Christendom, also Islam, and also Judaism. And so when you go to this article, there's actually a video that you can watch of this threefold Abrahamic house.
In fact, if we can, let me just roll a little bit of that, guys, for those in television. I don't know what it'll be for audio, for radio, but let's just try it real quick here. Okay, there's a slide that comes up in advance. Yeah, I guess for radio it's going to be pretty boring, just music. But it's looks like a 3D, it's a 3D computer-generated image. And obviously you've got three houses there, so you can see, those watching by television, others can watch later at WVWTV.com. This is 3D-generated computer generation, three different houses there. So you have your mosque, and then I guess you're going to have, as we see here, something else. The mosque, obviously we're going to have a temple, right? Temple. Yeah, I'll just mute my computer. Yeah. Let's see what's next. Or you keep talking. Tell us if the TV audience can keep watching while you tell us what else. We have the mosque.
Yeah,
I guess you have a Jewish temple.
To me, it's fascinating because the New World Order is being built, obviously, and they're looking for a headquarters. Now, you'll notice here that they're not putting the headquarters in Rome. They're putting it in the Middle East. Now, let me be clear. I don't think this is the final headquarters. I think the final headquarters is going to be located in Babylon. But the location of the UAE is a lot closer to Babylon, you know, than it is Rome. And so these leaders that are building this New World Order, this is prophetically significant because they're looking for a Middle Eastern headquarters for the whole thing. And that lines up with Bible prophecy that tells us one day the headquarters are going to be in nearby Babylon. So that's why I think this is significant prophetically.
And for those watching by television, we just moved from the mosque to now what they described as a church. And I guess the last one they're going to show here is probably going to be a Jewish temple, right? A synagogue?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, again, you notice they're moving everything toward – there it is, a synagogue. So you can see they're moving everything toward closer and closer to Babylon all the time, which is why Dr. Woods and I have been saying for years the New World Order will not be based in Rome. The seven hills are not the seven hills of Rome. It tells you the seven hills are seven kings who have not yet received a kingdom, but who for 1 hour receive authority along with the beast and give their power to the Antichrist. So it will be in Babylon. I deal with that in my book in great detail, the coming religious Reich. Dr. Woods has a brand new book about it as well that just came out. You'll find that on his website, andywoodsministries.org. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Brandon House. Do you appreciate all the free radio shows and TV shows that we put out at worldviewradio.com and WVWTV.com? Well, if you do, will you support what we're doing? We have established several years ago Worldview Weekend Foundation. Our mission, well, there's several goals we have, but one of them is to provide people with biblical worldview programming, both radio and television. Now, these programs are free as a service and ministry of WVW Foundation. We could do what many people do, and that is they take their radio shows and their TV shows, and if you don't see them live, they go behind a paywall. In fact, some of them don't even make their shows available to anybody unless you belong to their club and get behind their paywall. We don't do that. We've wanted to make sure that we're offering the broadcast public service of our TV and radio shows to anyone, regardless of whether or not they can support what we're doing financially or not. So, as a ministry and public service, WVW Foundation helps to underwrite the expenses of much of the bandwidth that we have to pay for. You see, when you watch a free radio show or TV show, it may be free to you, but it's not free. We incur thousands of dollars a month in paying for bandwidth. In fact, the last time I checked, we're spending $8,000 a month to give away free radio shows and TV shows just through the bandwidth bill. That doesn't count all the other expenses. But our Worldview Weekend Foundation exists in part to help us give away free radio shows and TV shows, and certainly at this crucial time in America and around the world. There's many other things that we do here at WVW Foundation, as you know. But if you appreciate the free radio shows and TV shows, would you make a tax-deductible contribution right now to our organization? You can do that at WVWFoundation.com. That's WVWFoundation.com. You can also call during normal business hours and give over the phone using a credit card, 901-825-0652. That number is 901-825-0652. Again, 901-825-0652. You can also use our mailing address, WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee, 38027. Again, that's WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee, 38027. Thank you for your tax-deductible support of the WVW Foundation so we can make free programming available to everyone. Welcome back. Glad you're with us. Worldview Radio, our website, worldviewradio.com. And if you want to go to our store, we have a lot of resources in our store at wvwtv.com. Just put in a new resource today. If you go to wvwtv.com/store, you'll see what that new resource is. I just got two of them, and you will you can get yours as well. But you're going to have to go to wvwtv.com/store. to see what I'm talking about. WVWTV.com/store. Brand new items added to that store. And it involves the ability to communicate even when the power goes down. And if you go to WVWTV.com/store, you can see what I'm talking about. Joining me now is Dr. Andy Woods of AndyWoodsMinistries.org. Dr. Woods, we now have Barack Hussein Obama working with celebrities, including, I guess, Kermit the Frog, to declare the global religion of Mother Earth. Years ago, I wrote an article on the new spirituality, and I said the new spirituality has three legs. It has Darwinian evolution, Hindu pantheism, and occultism. Hindu pantheism, all is God. Panentheism, God is in all. But the worship of Mother Earth. And now we have Barack Hussein Obama working with celebrities on climate change, which is really the worship of Mother Earth. Watch a little of this from Barack Hussein Obama.
Hi, everybody. I've spoken at a lot of events over the years, including some with pretty impressive lineups. But I've never been part of the same program as Pope Francis, Blackpink, and SpongeBob SquarePants. I am a little starstruck. But the fact that all of them are part of this, along with a lot of other folks, should tell you how important this fight against climate change really is. Of course, you already know that. You see it in the reports about 100-year floods, or record-breaking wildfires, or severe droughts. Many of you are feeling the effects of climate change every day. And if we don't do something about it, things will only get worse.
All right, whatever, Barack. So you will see in my documentary Siege at siegethemovie.com, even Fox News and Brett Baer set up a piece in my that I included in my documentary that Loretta Lynch under the Obama administration was considering possible prosecution of climate change deniers. Dr. Woods?
Well, you might have a screenshot there of slide number 15. It's Obama's recent tweet, and he summarizes what you just played. He says, we've all had to adopt to cope with a pandemic. And then the parts of this that jumped out at me was this sentence, climate change will force far harsher changes on our kids, close quote. So in other words, if you think the COVID restrictions have been bad, you ain't seen nothing yet in the name of climate change. So they're going to milk this pandemic, and they're going to milk climate change to justify global government, you know, all the way to the end, you know, in my estimation.
All right. What else you got in here? Oh, here we go. Let's look at this one. Gaia hypothesis, Gaia Earth worship. This is the Dalai Lama. Today we understand that the future of humanity very much depends on our planet, and that the future of the planet very much depends on humanity. But this has not always been so clear to us until now. You see, Mother Earth has somehow tolerated sloppy house habits, but now human use, population, and technology have reached a certain stage where Mother Earth no longer accepts our presence with silence. In many ways, she is now telling us, quote, my children are behaving badly, end quote. She is warning us that there are limits to our actions. We don't indiscriminately consume. We put a limit on our consumption. We admire simple living and individual responsibility, end quote. And then, of course, you have this guy, he was in all kinds of movies. Well, I can't remember his name. What's his name?
Oh, Danny Glover, yeah.
Thank you, Danny Glover. See how insignificant he is? Quote, what happened in Haiti could happen to anywhere in the Caribbean because of all these islands, nations are in peril because of global warming. When we see what we did at the climate summit in Copenhagen, this is the response. This is what happens. You know what I'm saying, end quote. And then, of course, we go to tech tyranny. Quickly, Revelation 13, of course, we know it deals with the mark of the beast. Here is a headline, digital ID to be rolled out next year, bringing 20-year project into fruition. You want to comment on this, Dr. Woods?
Yeah, I mean, the reason I threw those quotes in with the Dalai Lama and Danny Glover, those are sort of dated quotes, but they mirror exactly what Patricia Espinosa, the executive director of the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change, just said relative to the COP26 summit that we just had in Glasgow. And basically what she said is if we don't act, and what they mean by act is surrender our political and economic sovereignty to some, you know, nameless, faceless international bureaucracy that's not accountable to we the people via the ballot box. In other words, if we're not willing to do that, then there's going to be famine, chaos, terrorism, and war. That's exactly what Danny Glover said. That's how he explained the Haiti earthquake back in 2010. And that's what the Dalai Lama actually said going all the way.
Did I just lose him? Nope, I didn't just lose him. Did I just lose him, guys? We just lost him? All right, well, you don't have him? All right, let's see if we can get him back real quick. Here's another headline if you guys want to show this. This is another tweet. This is from Secretary Janet Yellen, Secretary Treasurer. I've appointed Janice Boulder to serve as Treasury's first counsel for racial equity, charged with coordinating Treasury's efforts to advance racial equity, including identifying and mitigating barriers to assessing benefits and opportunities with the department. So there you go. The U.S. Treasury is now going to be involved in racial equity. It's another word for redistribution of wealth, right? That's exactly right. So that's pretty much been our Middle East prophecy update today. We won't go through any more of these slides, guys. Again, if you are only watching, you can come back to me, guys. If you're only watching or listening to my radio show, you're missing about 75% a day of what I'm doing, as I do 3 hours of TV, 1 hour from 6 to 7 with Mike Lindell, and then 7 to 9 Central Time, my show. So you're missing about 75% of what I'm doing if you're only catching the radio. So I would urge you to go to WVWTV.com. By the way, we have a button there at WVWTV under each segment of the TV show that allows you to download it as an MP3. So if you're like, well, I can only have so much data for my streaming, then you can go to WVWTV under the player, under the video player. You can download the MP3 of each segment and listen to it just like a radio show. But again, I urge you to go over there. I also urge you to go to worldviewtimes.com. I have some new articles there, including a new article where Lieutenant Colonel in the military just gave me the first exclusive interview about a dark winter coming to the military through the shots. Take care.
This has been Worldview Weekend Radio with Brannon House. CDs are available by calling 1-800-729-9829. Or to hear an MP3 file of this or earlier programs, go to worldviewweekend.com. Views expressed may or may not be those of Worldview Weekend, BCY America, or this station. This program is a public affairs presentation of worldviewweekend.com and is heard weekdays on BCY America.
Hello, everyone out there. This is Mike Lindell of MyPillow, and I would love for you all getting involved to support Brannon Stations and his network. If you use the promo code WVW, you can save up to 66% off all my products at MyPillow.com, and half the proceeds are going to go to support his great network. Thank you.